So I've never had problems with gaining weight. I think a big thing is that the kind of vegetarian recipes I create are very vegetable focused. So you want to make sure there's a ton of vegetables in every meal that you're having. And then I also use a lot of grains. I don't rely just on bread. I use a lot of quinoa, and for protein, there's a ton of beans in it. We use tofu every now and then, a lot of nuts, and lean more on those kind of things than necessarily the really carb-heavy food.
What about raspberry hazelnut pancakes? Tell us about this.
So those are a breakfast. Each chapter is divided up into a breakfast, a starter, a food, a main, and then a dessert. And I'm pretty sure that's in the berry picking chapter. And so those are just like your basic breakfast pancakes, but instead of using regular flour, you make a hazelnut flour out of ground hazelnuts, and then you put raspberries in it, and it's got this really like sweet and a little bit salty mix to it for just like a really great lazy Saturday meal.
How about the coffee crunch chocolate ice cream with bourbon fudge ripple?
Yeah, that's in the cookout chapter, which is in the summer section. And that's just a really, I love bringing that to parties and things like that because you can make it way in advance and then freeze it. And that's just like a summer treat. It's a little indulgent, but it's so, so delicious and such a great treat.
You write about basic tomato sauce. What do you mean by this, Sally?
I have a staple section in the back of a book where if you want to be conscious about what's going into food, you could make some of your staples that you often have in your kitchen to avoid the additives, a lot of sugars added, preservatives, things like that. And so a couple of recipes in there is you can make your own vegetable stock. And then, as you mentioned, there's the tomato sauce recipe, and there's an applesauce recipe, and you can make your own puff pastry and barbecue sauce and enchilada sauce.
All right. Now, you say you've done this since you were 12 years old. Did your family follow along with you, or are you kind of a lone ranger out there?
No, I'm definitely a lone ranger. My family is very German, and which does not have a lot of vegetarian recipes, and they kind of didn't really know what to do with me. So that's how I got into cooking, is because I had to learn to cook for myself since they have more of a meat-centric diet.
Do you find your energy level affected positively, or does it have you really noticed as a result of this meat-free diet?
You know, it's hard for me to say just because I've been doing it for so long. I wasn't super in tune to my body at the age of 12, but I will say that that I feel really great. I don't have any problems with energy level. I mean, the big thing is to make sure you're having a balanced diet with a lot of everything. You know, or a little bit of everything, and making sure you're getting enough protein and not just relying on processed food.
Well, it's a beautiful book, Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. And you went to a lot of places, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So the Midwest can sometimes be looked at as flyover country, which I obviously don't believe that, you know, that's all we have. So I wanted to showcase a lot of lifestyle photos in this book, not just photos of food. So I wanted to capture the Great Lakes, and I wanted to capture our big cities and a little bit more than just farmland. And so I tried to really get a little bit of the Midwest in every shot I did, even if it was just a food shot.
Now, as a vegetarian, do you stay away from fish?
I do, yeah. I have no problem with people that, you know, eating fish or anything like that. But since I grew up in Indiana, which is very landlocked, we didn't have really access to fresh fish or fresh seafood in general, so I just never have had a palate for it.
All right. Well, if you come to Louisiana, that might change, Sally. And
true.
But you covered the ground in America's Heartland, and that's the book, Vegetarian Heartland, Recipes for Life's Adventures. And it's a beautiful book, and you've got some material here I've never seen. So I would imagine this is a voyage that will take you other places.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, maybe the South. Thank you, and appreciate your time today. Good to talk with you.
Yep.
Sally Westerhausen.
Thanks so much for having me.
Take care. Our pleasure.